God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God has commissioned his servant, Reverend Toluwalugo Agboola, with the mandate of true worship, teaching the church the patterns of true worship. Be blessed as you listen.
In Jesus' name we have prayed. Father, we thank you. Thank you. Your movements on the landscape excite us. We appreciate the things that you have begun to do. Thank you for the signatures of your kingdom that we have begun to see. Our nation is blessed by your coming. We thank you. And tonight we ask that your feet will touch the ground, and that your voice will be heard across our nation. We have heard contrary sounds. Cause our ears to hear again. Let the elements that make up our nation hear you, and let them comply. In Jesus' name we have prayed. You may be seated. I will teach a little, then we will go to pray. I was not around this morning because I needed to be out of town to be with my parents. When you pray, keep praying for us. The last few days I have raised a few cries in prayer. It's not because things are bad, but just continue to pray. We all need prayers. Many times those who stand before the altars don't get prayers about their private issues. They only get prayers that are pro-ministry. Let him preach well. If he's not well, he will not preach. Am I right? So keep us in prayers like we do the same for you. John chapter 14 is where I want to share from. Can I have my slide? Yesterday when I had the privilege of bringing God's counsel to us and bringing us to prayer, I communicated first on the subject of inviting the kingdom. How that sequel to our labors last week, which was a labor in exaltation, in praise and in worship, that according to the Lord's Prayer, when we have hallowed his name, having acknowledged our Father which is in heaven, the next thing on the agenda is to invite the kingdom. And I emphasize that in inviting the kingdom, God no longer wants to come as a visitor. I think I said that. Was it yesterday or Sunday? On Sunday. That was my emphasis. God wants to come and remain. He wants to dwell. What that will require in the day that we begin to invite the kingdom is that there are facilities that we host the kingdom. And in the first few weeks of our engagement, we prayed along many of these lines. Only a consecrated people can host him. Only a people who are aware of their priesthood functionality will be able to host him. Only a praying people, only a submitted people, only a repentant people, only a humble people. If you go through the things that we have asked of the Lord to do, especially when we asked him to deal with us, to bend us into his will, what we were trying to get done in being bent is to come into a shape where God can actually be hosted effectively in us. What I think it was on Sunday, I was emphasizing that, you see, playing host to a spirit is not hard. What is hard is playing host to a degree that the spirit has unfettered expressions. Everyone who has confessed Jesus as Lord currently, if we check you in the spiritual life, the Holy Spirit lives with your spirit. It's a marital relationship. But you know, marrying someone and that person being granted optimized expressions within that marriage is another thing. Am I right? So I was sharing recently that there are quite a number of young ladies who are in ministry right now. Especially, let this be an addendum to my prophecy on the instructions that it is time for the Deborah Company to launch out. There are many young ladies in ministry who get married and find out that they can no longer optimize ministry marriage. And it's because they do not understand the Deborah-ship. That Deborah was first introduced as the wife of Lapidot. And so if you are a young lady in ministry, one of the first things that you must learn that will make your ministry survive in marriage is that you must learn submission. So that even though you are not currently under a man, you must be under a man. And when I say that, I say this because I have the Spirit of God, that there should be a male factor under whom your ministry is submitted. I'm not saying submit yourself to that person, but submit your ministry to that person. It will help you learn how to be under control, how to be under government. If you strike out in lawlessness, your husband will not be sent from Satan, but in performing his husband rules, he will shut down a few things. And it will look like he was sent by the enemy. You will have two options: to pull out, to be rebellious, and rebellion will expose you to the attacks of the enemy, and the ministry will die if you are still alive. Are you with me? I don't know why the Lord wants me to bring that. But as rightly predicted about 3 years ago, in 5 years, many of the ladies we are hearing now, when they get married, their ministries will go under. Because they have not learned how to be the wife of somebody. And the only way you can learn is to practice submission from now. It's cheaper to be a prophetess than to be a wife. It's cheaper to be a judge than to be a wife. Because you can be more anointed than the man, but he is your covering, even in his less anointed status. Are you with me? When it was arranged, it was not arranged based on who was more anointed. The head of every man is Christ. The head of Christ is God. And the head of the woman is a man. Even if he's less anointed, he will still be able to cover the anointed. So that's a sight. I went into that issue because I was trying to emphasize that even though there is established by redemption a marital relationship with the Christ, and the face of the Christ currently in that marital relationship is the Holy Ghost, he may not be giving utmost expression. He may be hindered. And so, in laboring to be able to become that host or invite the kingdom, there are structures that must be in place. And those structures are designed to inhibit humanity. Those structures are enemies of self. If they are functional, they will resist your humanity, so that the expressions of the Holy Spirit can be more dominant. Are you with me? The anointing, for example, I'm trying to find my rhythm. The anointing, for example, is an enemy of your strength. I hope you know. Because there are things that you will be able to do normally, that if you subscribe to the anointing will make you feel small. And so if you are egocentric, you will fight the anointing because you will want to be visible. You will not allow him to be visible. So if the anointing begins to find utmost expression, it means we'll see less of John. And every time you do something outstanding, instead of saying, ah, see what John has done, we'll say it's by the anointing. It will deflate your pride. You will no longer be able to take glory. So a man who is seeking glory will ultimately inhibit the flow of the anointing. Are you getting me? So we've done quite a lot of those things. Now we need to begin to, as we invite the kingdom, we must understand that the kingdom of God comes with certain tokens. There's a sitting government in Nigeria, and there are many good things that have happened in the last 7 years. I'm an optimist. There are many good things. It was under this government that Nigeria successfully navigated its way through the corona pandemic. So that's a plus for this government. One other reality that this government has brought as a signature is hardship. And I'm not sarcastic. Except that you are not a realist. Things are hard for the average Nigerian. So, every time a kingdom comes, it comes with tokens. It comes with signs. Things that are expressed on the land to show that this is the kind of kingdom that is around. I'm saying that this one comes with a pass in navigating through the virus. I hear the virus is creeping back. Because in most parts of Europe, you know, banks are telling us to mask again, doing all of that. But there's hardship. I mean, it will be more difficult to navigate through the virus now. Because if they keep people at home who live on daily profits, they will start a fight. When the Bible began to speak to us about the kingdom of God, there are a lot of Bible verses that give us a picture into the signs that the kingdom has come. The Bible says in one place that the kingdom of God is not in words, but in power. So it means every time you see the dispensing of the power of God, it is proof that the kingdom has come. And when we speak of power, we can speak on power on two levels. Power on one side is the ability of the spirit expressing through a mortal. Power is also the distributions of God that make him victorious against adversity. So God wins by power, but he also animates his people by power. So that in the area of animation, when we speak of power, it is the giving of the gifts of the Holy Ghost. So Acts chapter 1 verse 8 was actually an advertisement of the day of giftings. Ye shall receive power. And the first thing they received was the gift of speaking in diverse kind of, with diverse kind of tongues. It's a supernatural ability. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. I'm trying to build a foundation for peace be still. So there's power. When the kingdom comes, the kingdom needs to look for a facility to advertise all of the excellencies of that kingdom. That's the things that make that kingdom greater than every other kingdom. And so when we congregate all the supernatural abilities of God, we release and release them at once. We call it glory. So every kingdom is apportioned glory. So that in the last lines of the Lord's Prayer, after we have succeeded in deploying the energies of God, we are designed to converge back and offer back to God the tools that we functioned with. So it closes with, for thine is the kingdom. And that's how a policeman is supposed to operate. That when he's going to the checkpoint, they count bullets for him. 10 bullets inside the cartridge. One AK-47. When he comes back in the night, he's supposed to sign in that I went with 10 bullets. There was no robbery attempt. We threatened nobody. We assaulted nobody. 10 bullets in the cartridge and AK-47. He used to be criminal. I don't know if now. If he comes back with less than 10 bullets and the gun is missing, He will be locked up. Are you getting me? In the same way, when God sends men out, He sends them with tools. And when they have come into victories on His behalf, when they return home, they must give back to Him the things that they worked with. That's why the Lord's Prayer closes with that line, that we have labored successfully with the kingdom, but thine is the kingdom. We have labored successfully with your power, but thine is the power. They are like trophies. We have labored successfully with the glory, but yours is also the glory. That way, the man who is gifted the glory of God as a tool does not share in it. He uses it and then he gives it back to the one who owns it. Amen. Now, because the Holy Ghost is the one that administers the current realities of the kingdom, and we are only partners, it means that the Holy Ghost is also giving signs of activity. Signs of activity. That if the Holy Ghost is here, you will know that the Holy Ghost is here. And the signs of the activity of the Holy Spirit, or the presence of the Holy Spirit, are captured under what we call the fruit of the Spirit. Somebody say fruit of the Spirit. What it means that, Emmanuel, if you raise the dead, so that when you go for a meeting, in trying to give people expectation, they read what they call a profile. There's one strange profile that they read for me. It has the secondary school that I went inside it, and the primary school, and the first place that I sang. I don't know the people that conjured that thing together. But the last time they read it in Lagos, I warned them sternly that they should not read it again. I'm not a profile person. If you listen long enough, you'll be touched. But they say that's a modern way of doing ministry. So I had to tumble some things together, but it doesn't contain my secondary school. It doesn't contain my primary school. It doesn't contain many of the things I've done, because Paul said that all these things that I have found, I counted them as loss. But I'm saying that the modern day profile contains the number of nations that have gone to minister, probably the number of dead men that have been raised in your ministry. If 50 men have been raised in your ministry, we will still doubt the spirit that is raising them. If we check and find out that the signs of the Holy Spirit are not inside you, and the signs of His existence, of His government, are captured within the frame of His fruit. There are about 9 things. Am I right? But it was called fruit, because I've shared before that if you isolate any of those 9 from the others, then you will be expressing the reality of another spirit. Are you with me? Spirits are closely related in reality. You'll be expressing the realities of another spirit. So, all of them together make up the fruit, the proof of manifestation of the Spirit. If you like, the proof of thriving. That when you got born again, God planted the Spirit inside you like a seed. As the Holy Spirit begins to mature within the frame of your existence, He's supposed to bear fruit. Abi, when you plant cashew, what are you hoping for? Cashew, fruit. If it's only leaves that is coming out, we are still not sure if it's cashew. It can be a wild variant. So until the investment of God begins to express as fruit, we are not sure if it's the Holy Spirit yet, even if you operate in power, even if you advertise something. So the fruit. Now, some people say that the fruit is only love, and that every other element, the remaining 8 elements, are actually aspects of love. Well, in a way. But we were given 9 expressions of His existence. So the Bible says that the fruit of the Spirit is first love, and then there is joy. And the third one is actually the aspect of the fruit that we want to sit on, and it is called peace. Somebody say peace. I went that way to try and establish that what we want to study is something that is currently a reality of the spirit. However, in the day that we want to plant the kingdom of God, we must labor to see these expressions as they have found expression in us. They must become expressions also of the land. So on Sunday, I spoke about the plague of hate, which is an opposing reality to the spirit reality of love. Maybe if God gives us the privilege, we will labor around joy, but for many reasons. Jesus instructed me that we should speak on the subject of peace, and he captured it, peace, be still. You can whisper to your neighbor, peace, be still. So Father, tonight we want to ask that as we go into prayers, to speak the very same words that you spoke that brought calmness to a sea that was boisterous. Cause the winds that have invaded our nation in adversity to be calm. The end of that expression was an advertisement. The disciples came into the knowledge that you not only commanded the living things, but that you could speak also to the inanimate. It was a day of glorification. Another feather was added to your cap before the disciples. We ask that as we bring forth these utterances, there will be peace unnatural, and that men will come to the acknowledgement that indeed he who is called the Prince of Peace has come to rest upon our nation. Let it be, O God. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Okay, so John chapter 14 from verse 25. My subject is not the labors against the storm. My subject is built around the conclusion of Jesus to his initiation of his departing instructions. I've said to us many times that John chapter 14 was born because Jesus made an announcement that he was departing. And for a people whose life thrived essentially on the presence of the man Jesus or the man Christ, it was normal for them to weep. It was normal for them to be in a state of mourning. Their hearts were troubled because they will no longer be able to maximize their existence. I want to add, like I've said many times, that the people who sustain a posture of rebellion most times are people who did not start their lives fully drawing their essence from God. If your life's essence is drawn from God, when you rebel against him and that flow is damned, you will run back early. I mean, if your life is secured by wisdom, by human wisdom, when you rebel against God, you will sustain living. If your life is built solely or is secured by the presence of God, when you sin against God, you won't be in error for long. Because you will suddenly see yourself become vulnerable. If it's uncles and aunties that used to provide for you, and suddenly you sin against God, your uncles and aunties will still provide. I'm not saying God stops providing when a man sins against him. But you see, the provisions of God come with a signature. The signature of his presence. And when a man lives long in rebellion, that signature of his presence disappears. You will feel like dying. So, Jesus used that opportunity to teach, because human need is not only an invitation for the interventions of God, human needs are an invitation for the introductions of God. So Jesus began to introduce a new subject to them. He gave them the shape of his father's house and how that his journey away from them from this period was going to give them a place in his father's house. He sustained this discussion by introducing to them that he was not going to be away indefinitely. He was going to return to them again. And he was not speaking of rapture. He was giving them a twofold reality. One of his resurrection from the dead, two of the coming of the Holy Spirit. And you find out that the remaining parts of John chapter 14 was actually an introduction to the new entity that will leave them, the Holy Ghost. Now in verse 20, where I want us to start from is in verse 25. Jesus had made an end of his communication about the coming of the Holy Ghost and what the Holy Ghost will do when he comes. And so he said to them in verse 25, "These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you." I'm not away yet. I'm only trying to prepare your minds as to what will happen after I am gone. Verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, meaning that the Holy Ghost will come with my character and the Holy Ghost will come with my authority. Two things. He shall teach you all things. It means that the ministry of the Holy Spirit is designed to demystify everything that remains a mystery. That's the job of the teacher. A teacher is not sent to inform. A teacher is sent to journey with existing or new knowledge into a place of understanding. That's what the teaching ministry is. And the Bible says of the Holy Ghost that he will teach you all things and also bring all things to your remembrance. So the Holy Ghost was introduced by four different names. He was called the Comforter. If you like, he was called the one that the Father will send. Three, he was called the Holy Ghost. Four, he was called the Teaching Spirit. Five, he was called the Spirit of our remembrance. That's five names in one verse of scripture. I'm saying that because if you don't know his name, you will not be able to maximize his essence. In children's church, we used to sing this song. I know his name. You know the song? I know his name. His name is wonderful. I know his name. I know his name. I know his name. His name is wonderful. I know his name. So when you search through scriptures, one of the things you must be looking for are the places where the person of the Christ, the person of God, and the person of the Holy Ghost is advertised. And sometimes they don't come in bogus names, they are operational naming systems. Five names. He will bring to your remembrance whatsoever I have said to you. The reason why the Holy Spirit teaches into understanding, the reason why he operates as the spirit of our remembrance, is because there is a subject that Jesus wants to introduce, a subject that thrives on understanding and the ability to remember what has been said. I want to repeat myself. The introductions of God are not are not an expression of divine frivolity that God just wants to. You know, there are people who know certain things, and because they know something, they just want to say what they know. See, so we're discussing how things will be good, and then somebody comes and says, you know, Buhari has 3 cows. And in his area, the cows, the cows are in the rancho, and then you are wondering, what is this thing about now? They bring in a subject that has no relevance to the state of things. I'm saying that there's no such reality as divine frivolity. Every time God brings new knowledge, it is because that knowledge is needed. So I am saying that the last 2 introductions in verse 26 by Jesus the Christ as to the ministry of the Holy Spirit being a teaching spirit and the spirit of our remembrance is key, because Jesus is about to introduce a facility of God that thrives on your ability to understand, which is the end of teaching, and your ability to remember. Next verse. What is this facility? So Jesus says, peace I leave with you. In a nutshell, peace thrives on the ability to understand, and 2, the ability to remember what has been said to you. I grew up with very strong verses of scriptures. Our parents prayed verses over us, like, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And I have fleshed out the concept of that weapon, because the average believer feels that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper has to do with the projections of a witch or a wizard or sorcery, necromancy, and all those things. But many years ago, I was in a church, and I was minding my business. It's a short story. I was minding my business after service. I led the song that day. It was one of the first few songs that I led. And somebody felt, this guy can sing. And there was no lady hanging around him. So the lady came to me and introduced her name. She may be listening, so I don't want to go into the details. But she told me her name, and I told her my name. Can I have your numbers? I have sincere problems, and I want you to deal with it. And I was wondering, I'm a choir boy. Said, no, sir, you are more mature than us spiritually. I don't know the index. But I obliged. She was going to give me a number, and I said, no. I don't collect numbers from ladies. It's simple. I think that a lady should be able to exhibit control. When I see a lady who easily gives out her number, I know something is wrong. Because you should be able to bar the male factor from coming into your space. You only allow them when you think you should allow them. Those are the things I look for. So that if a man approaches you, he says, well, I want to be talking to you. What you should tell him is, give me your number. So that you only connect with him when you have instructions to connect. It won't be this emotional thing that brought the brother to you. Are you with me? May God help our sisters. There's what a real man looks for in a lady. Unfortunately, when ladies are trying to navigate into what a real man looks for, they ask other ladies. They don't ask real men. When they ask males, they ask boys. That's sister's unit material. Jibola, are you hearing me? So, I gave her my number. Let me give you. That was a red flag. No, you shouldn't be that common. You should control yourself. Anyways, I had another person I was mentoring who was very sickly. And I began to use my graces in health for people to superimpose it. I had quite a lot of friends. I was everybody's friend. Until one night, I was called to a meeting. The meeting was that in that choir group, they said I was in a relationship with about 6 people. So, one of them was this lady that I gave my number. her proof of relationship was that she had my number. She even gave me his number. Unknowing to me, she didn't have a problem. The reason why she came was that she saw that I was a free person, and then she wanted to trust God to make something happen. And she went to a school of positive speaking. In the school of positive speaking, you say it, and then you get it. In the school of faith, you believe it first before you say it. You see, it's an inversion. I had this other one who was my sister, like a kid sister. She didn't want plans for a relationship, and both of us knew, so there was nothing going on. But they mentioned her name too. And I had another kid sister that I used to call Aburo. Some people know her. And Aburo didn't come for that meeting because if she had come, she would have scattered the chin. She's like a Funke Akindele. So they didn't invite her, even though her name was there. So I was three. Then there was this one that I was covering in health. The one day I was sick, and he came and said to God that, Lord, you can take from the life in me and cover this one. And that's a big statement. It means that he's interested. So, there was another one that I saw on the road that was going to make her hair. And the way to make her hair is on the way to my house. So I said, don't walk alone. Let's walk together. So that one knows that they used to call me Pastor T. But does he not even know the full T? So I said, what's the T? I said, maybe Tola. You may be Tola, but you are in a relationship with Tola. What do I do for a living? She doesn't know. That one doesn't even have my phone number. But we're in a relationship. So I sensed that the enemy was trying to subvert me. And I began to search. And my search didn't take me into the realm of the spirit. It took me into the space of a handmaid. She was a vehicle that was propagating this scandal. So a lot of people said, you are finished. But one of the things that secured me, and that's where I'm going. In the midst of that thing, I was suspended from the choral group for about 6 months. And they warned me sternly that if I stop coming, I will never sing there again. So I was going for every choir meeting. But they will not allow me lead prayers to their own detriment. They didn't allow me share from scriptures to their own detriment. Yes, now I was still reading my Bible. And I was still getting revelation. It's them that cannot hear it. Until one Sunday, I met that lady confessing to somebody that it was she, God, that was interested. But she decided to, because she could not get to me, she decided to spoil my name. And I laughed. What I did was to quote that verse that I had read since I was small. That no weapon, not even the words of men, can bring me down. I have survived too many scandals for a lifetime. If you know my story, you know. I'm standing because there is a spirit of my remembrance who keeps telling me that no man made you. That's why I didn't manipulate myself into anything I'm doing. And because not a man made you, a man cannot make you. My greatness, if there is anything like that, is premised on the words of God to my father Abraham. I will bless you. So everything I have as an endowment is from God. I will make your name great and you shall be a blessing. And God leaves a caveat that in case some people want to reverse what I have done, I will reverse them. That's how the Holy Ghost functions. So while all that thing was going on, this boy had peace. And you see, he angered people the more. I was not afraid. There was one relationship I was trying to enter that time, true. And the person got angry. Is the person's loss now. I celebrate people, but all people are not the same. If you were supposed to marry Bishop Oyedepo, and you said this boy that has nothing. You know, you can still marry in the kingdom. In the kingdom in Nigeria, there are not many people that like Bishop Oyedepo. Sometimes, when you still hear this week, he will still say, it will have been me. You know Jibola? Yes. Well, God bless the person where the person is. But what I'm saying is, the Holy Spirit administers peace. First, what he did was to educate me, bring me into the understanding of what no weapon means. Because some people know that witches, when witches come after them, they are immune to the attack of witches. But when something happens on the social media, they are afraid. Because they don't know that media weapons are inside no weapon. So, he first brings to you understanding. One of the reasons why we are not afraid of the future of Nigeria is that there are common scriptures. And when I say common, I don't mean of no value. I mean there are day-to-day scriptures that we have received that make us understand that as long as there is a church in this nation, no matter how small that church is, I don't mean black people going to church. I mean as long as there is a remnant in this nation, the nation can't go down. Because the remnant is the security of the nation. Somebody sent Isaiah chapter 3 to me. That it looks as if this is what is happening in Nigeria. You know, the Bible says that when God takes away the stay of bread and the stay of water, that's what is causing the scarcity in Nigeria. I said, continue reading. You'll find out that there's a list of functionaries, about 8 or 10 of them. And if you look at the Nigeria experiment, we are not lacking functionaries. The corny artificer, the judge, the prudent. You see, there may not be many, but as long as they are around, it means that a day of recovery will come. When God wants to destroy indefinitely, he doesn't touch things. He takes away a kind of man. So we know that our faith will not be like Sodom and Gomorrah. We know. No matter what is happening now, we know how it will end. And that's what I came to say to you yesterday. That the fate of a waiting man has been predicted. He will only mount up with wings as eagles. He will operate with renewed strength. He will begin to do the supernatural naturally and he will do the natural supernaturally. That's the fate of a waiting man. And God will ensure that it is so that scriptures will not be broken. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I live with you." On the second hand, he said, "My peace I give unto you." What it means is that in the community of disciples, there are essentially two administrations of peace. There is the peace that is left, and there is the peace that is possessed. Or the peace that is given. Emmanuel, let's do this thing again. Come. Because I drove for a journey, like I said. It was on my journey, I was meditating. I didn't play any sound, nothing. It was just me and the Holy Ghost. I want to know what you are doing or what you did in John 14:24. Because we want to know what to do to our nation. So I'm Jesus. I have to be Jesus. You are the disciples. So, give me my verse of scripture. We have seen ourselves before. Peace I leave with you. If you understand the disparity in spiritual understanding between the disciples and Jesus, if Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you," what kind of peace do you think they will understand? Because we must enter into their minds. He said it in a way that they will understand. If I come to you, Emmanuel, and I say, "Have peace," what will first come to your mind? What dimension of peace? Spiritual or physical? Eh? I can't hear you now. Physical. Their concept of peace was environmental. So Jesus is saying your environment will be peaceful. That's what he was saying to them. But to make them understand that beyond that, with functions in the environment, he goes ahead to say again, "My peace I give unto you." There is something that will be a territorial experience, but there will also be another dimension, a deeper dimension of peace, that will be a possession. So that if he scatters here, As long as here is in place, we can correct here. Sit down. Jesus demonstrated this teaching because they were at sea and the wind suddenly became boisterous. The wave started to roll. The water began to pour into the boat. What was Jesus doing? Was his surrounding peaceful? No. But why was he sleeping? He was sleeping on the strength of possessed peace. My peace. So what he did when he rose up, the disciples were afraid. Ah, you people don't even have faith. And then he looked and said, peace be still. What he did was to administer possessed peace on a troubling environment. Are you with me? And then the disciples began to experience that which was environmental. But in this case, he was bringing them into the ways and not the acts. That the way of a man of peace is that he's a merchant. If you count the things that he has peace inside him. And I've come to announce that before our nation begins to experience peace, the church must possess it. You can't give what you don't have. Are you at peace? If everybody is afraid, then it means that our nation will not have peace. Because peace doesn't jump down from heaven. A possessor must give it. So Jesus is saying he's going to be calm. You have seen me calm things before. But now I want to also give you as a possession. My peace I give unto you. And Jesus said, it is not as the world giveth. Give I unto you. And so he continues to speak so that he will establish how that peace operates. What did he say to them? He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. A heart that is troubled and afraid is a heart that does not have peace. If what the church markets is fear, say that's not going to kill all of us now. If that's what we are saying, then our nation will not change. It means we don't have peace. We cannot give peace. The Lord said to me this morning, he said, son, there are things a Christian must not say. There are things that a Christian must not say. We have said too many things that Christians should not say. And we have given potency to certain realities in our surroundings. Jesus didn't come to gist about the boisterous nature of the wind. He simply commanded it. If you have faith as a mustard seed, what will you do? Thou shalt speak of the mountain to the mountain. It means the man of faith is not a narrator. The man of faith is a commander. Are you getting my point? So, Jesus said, peace, I live with you. There is a state of calmness that I have experienced, and I'm going to go deeper on that definition shortly. There is a state of calmness that I have expressed. Continue in it. But if it scatters, regulate it. Because now you have a possession. The Lord said to me this morning, and what he said is what I'm going to say. He said, son, there is a call. He used the word summon. There is a summon in the spirit for the emergence of peace merchants. That's what he said. And I'm not going to doctor it. I was driving through Tewuri when I heard the word peace merchants. And what I do when I'm driving like that, I can't stop to type. The notepad on my phone has a voice to text function. So all I need to do is just hold long enough and speak to it, and it writes by itself. There is a call for peace merchants, people who will labor first into the possession so that everywhere they go, they can regulate things. If your heart is troubled and you are afraid, you cannot administer peace. Peace is not an abstract reality. It has tangible expressions where it is possessed. If the brothers know this one, if before Jesus started helping you, you had one trouser, and that trouser, the zip is bad. You know, when your zip is bad, there are many solutions. Go to the tailor, change the zip. You can also become a tailor yourself. If you know, you know. You just need to stitch across, stitch across, stitch across. So the zip can't go down again. It just hangs. At some people will even stitch that whole place. Bah! Just hold like, see. So I know where some of you are. They'll just stitch the zip permanently. So they wear the trouser like sportwear. You know, normal sportwear does not have zip. They just put their legs, struggle, pull it up, and then they are good to go. Well, if you stitch like that, and you stitch in the night, you thought that the rope, the, what do they call that? The thread was black. And you stick blue thread. So that you wake up on a Sunday morning. I'm just trying to use the things that you understand. You wake up on a Sunday morning. And brother, believe, it's your turn to lead praise and worship. So you stand and to lift up your hands. And all of a sudden, maybe you are using something like this. You know, if you look at this thing, you see yourself. And you see blue. You know, even though you are full of confidence, your confidence will be deflated. You'll be dancing sideways. So if you now say, I'm confident, the sight, the information that you have, that when people are looking, they are not fixing their eyes on Jesus, they are wondering how blue is fellowshipping with black. It happens to ladies too. That they just saw their skirt and it's a black skirt, but there are green stitches there. Maybe I should also say that because you love Jesus, you should carry yourself like a princess. Can brothers echo it? Carry yourself like a princess. Don't use green thread. There are things that real men look at. Go through the pain of looking for black thread. Because you want to be accosted as someone who is serious. I'm not saying go to a tailor. Look for somebody that has black thread. The two most common colors of thread are black and white. Don't also use white thread to sew black skirt. We don't like it when we see it. We know you are royalty, but we see you differently. A real man doesn't look for strange things around a lady. He looks for those fine things. He doesn't want to see green or red skirt. If you appear like that as a lady too, you will lose confidence. So if you claim you are confident, there is a tangible expression of confidence. The man who claims that he has peace does not need to labor too far to convince us. If his heart is troubled and he's afraid, he does not have peace. What it simply means is that there are things that he does not understand. And there are things that he has been told that he has forgotten. That's why the man of peace becomes cheaply is a tool of the prophetic. Because he has knowledge. And sometimes when he's prophesying, he's not saying new things. He's just recovering promises. Because God said that this is your faith, O nation. This is what you are. He remembers by the Holy Spirit even things that he has not read that God said. Because the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of remembrance. Some years ago, where is Timilai? Were you around? Okay, it was your set now. When I was announcing that that every square meter of your campus, yes, was dedicated an altar of prayer. You remember the chaplain came up He said the utterances that I brought forth was a 30-year-old utterance. God had told them when they were like 100 level students just gathering to do, you know, Timlayan was JCCL, she starts called for footer. And that's why me and this woman of God met ourselves. They gave me good food. Then I came. And our friendship stayed. Because if you feed me well, I'm your friend. Mm-hmm. And now, it's not common to feed people well. When you go for JCCF meet. But they took care of me. It was a lot of honor. And Jesus has extended our fellowship. Can you please help me celebrate? She's doing a good job there. Thank you so much. So, there are two things that our nation must be brought into the fellowship of. A state of peace, which is environmental, and the possession of peace. So the first thing we will do like Jesus is to decree peace and gift and leave peace with our nation. But we know that there's an adversary of peace. The enemy will come ultimately. So we will now build structures. It might be in church life. Structures of possession. That when it scatters, there will still be somebody to say, peace be still. That's where we're going. But it won't be because we prophesied peace. It will be because the administrators understand the agenda of God and the indestructibility of divine agenda. That Nigeria is not one of those nations that was designed to be dominated by darkness. That our destiny is stronger than our adversary. Our ordination is from the very heart of God. That the plans of that define our expression as a nation was not because certain men had a meeting. It was older than 1914. Everything that happened that put together our nationhood was following a script. And even this interruption in the fulfillment of God's agenda for us that we are going through is not our end. It was for those that he had foreknown that he predestinated conformity to the image of the Son. There's a principle that is locked there, that God does not speak ordinations until he has perfected it. Are you with me? I know there are a lot of suppositions of what suppose, ifs, what if, including all of those things that you want to say. I am saying that our end has been set. So Nigeria as a nation is not in a journey into a place that is unknown. We are actually just growing into our ordination. By this nation, the last day spirit, the end time essence of God in reviving the other nations will still be fulfilled. We understand that dimension of the workings of God. And we did not forget the things that were said. That a season will come when we will become the hub for corruption. But just like we entered into that shape, we will also enter into a day of change. And in that day of change, we will pioneer righteousness on a new level. We will not watch that event from heaven. We will experience it here. In the name of Jesus. So let me just speak of peace a little. And then we can run. I wrote down some things on that. So I said, what is peace? First, I want to address peace as a product. So I said, peace is that which is produced from the consciousness of the love and the presence of the Father. What it means is that no man can truly have peace where the fatherhood of God is not known. So whatever a non-believer claims to have, I'm not afraid. My heart is not troubled. It's circumstantial. Very soon, he will block something that will make him afraid. Yoruba say that if you get to a fear zone or a place of fear, you'll be afraid. Say, I'm bold, I'm bold, I'm bold. when you are just walking in the night and you see a ghost, you see a floating man, a headless floating man, you'll be afraid. Even if it's a dead relative. Your grandfather comes and says, "Mayowa, how far now?" You say, "I'm fine, Abby." But some people have heard "Mayowa," and they've looked at him and said, "Oga, you don't belong here. There's no gate that connects me to you. Be gone." And that's the end of it. That man is at peace. You know why people run from ghosts? I'm wondering, is it that they didn't go to school? The ghost didn't walk to you, it appeared. And you're running from something that appeared. A man who does not have peace is a man that is void of understanding. The man who is at peace understands that peace is produced from the consciousness of the love of the Father and the presence of the Father. How does the love of the Father sustain consciousness? One, he said, his love will not make him lie to me. Has God promised us anything as a nation? Love will not tell lies. Because love does not give false hope. Yes, it's not the way of love. So the one who is conscious, I was sharing at home this morning with my parents. I said to them, we must stay more in scriptures. God has cornered himself by giving us the Bible. We are not trying to corner God. He has cornered himself. We may doubt the things that we feel, but we should not doubt the things that he said. So, if we sense a storm, how to create a hiding place is to build with the stones of the speakings of God. If it scatters today in Nigeria, how to create a stronghold is to go back into scriptures, to go back into prophecy and find the things that he said. If he was the one that said them, he said it out of a place of love with the intentions to do the things that he said that we do. For God is not a man that he should lie. There is no scripture that is open-ended in this wise. There is no situation that can undo the integrity of God's word. It can look in the beginning that is happening like that, but we know how it will end. The word will always prevail. And I think it's a good time to announce to our nation that when God wants to help you, he gives you promises. And his promises become your prophecies. So it's a time to go back and open our books. Like that old song, he says, do not doubt in the dark what you were told in the light. For the one who has called you has never failed at all. Some of our brothers across the Niger were the ones that sang that song. He said, do not doubt in the dark what you are told in the light. For the one who has called you has never failed at all. God speaks in the light when it's fine. So that John, there are some things that God is saying to you. You are not going through any troubles, I'm just saying. And then he comes to say, I will sustain you in the day of adversity. And you are wondering, is it God that is saying it to me? It's because if he tells you in the season of adversity, you can't hear it. So some of us have been interceding for the nation for many years. And when it was not bad, we have books. This will happen. The church in Nigeria can be swallowed. I've seen people say, okay, that there was a, you should read those things. Yes, there was church in Algeria. This is not Algeria. With all respect to Algeria, this is not a place where the church will be swallowed. I came announcing on Sunday, I used Genesis 49 to show that in the house of Jacob, no two tribes were alike. No two nations are alike. I think it should be Acts chapter 27 or 28 that the apostles were declaring. Let me look for that verse of scripture. There was something they said about the divine reputation as regards nations. Help me, Holy Ghost. Okay, Acts 17:26. Give me that verse of scripture. There's something I saw there. Acts 17:26. Quickly. Because we need to start praying very soon. Give me from 25. Okay, let's do 23 so that it makes sense. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription: to the unknown God. Whom therefore ye ignorant worship, him declare I unto you. Then he began deceiving. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything. Seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, 26, and had made of one blood, it means we started from the same point, all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, and had determined the times, the seasons of all of them before appointed, and the bounds of their habitations. It means that there can be a nation that is reigning now. It's because it's the time of that nation to reign. The times of all of these nations have been determined. First to reign. It's not the last to reign. You know, some people feel this person is shining now, not shining again. Shine your shine. When it is time to shine, I will shine my own. Stone is in for rancor. Beyond determining their appointed seasons. The word appointed there, you also understand that when God was speaking concerning his grief about man, that's in Genesis chapter 6, if I'm right. It says, my spirit shall no longer strive with man. It meant that before God cleared up everything, there was a way that God used to secure meetings with men. He will come to Solution and say, I want to meet with you. Solution, I want to meet with you. Solution, I want to meet with you. That's strife. He picks up a fight to engage. But he said that, I won't do that again. It was a change of technology that was announced. He says his day shall be 120 years. And I've explained that the subject was not how long he will live. It was how he will relate. 120 is the number of divine appointment. So God only sets appointments. He said, Timlay, meet me in prayer. And then he walks. You cannot be out of prayer and meeting. Are you with me? So you can say, sing. You want to pray, but sing. You will not find him in your prayer. So he just gives you its terms and then the man comes to it. It also means that, give me my scripture. Give me my scripture. And had determined the times before appointed. It also makes us know that, you see, every nation's case file comes before God at specific times. So the reason why we're asking for Nigeria is because we perceive that our cycle has been fulfilled and we are ripe for an invasion. Ask for the rain. Zechariah 10:1. Not in the time of the former rain. It means the former rain rains without provocation. Ask for the rain in the time of the latter rain. And then the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. It must be in that time. So one of the things that undergirds our labors in prayer is that we know that our file has come before God. One thing about Dake Arema, Bam Abadake, thing about sorrow, but Tioti Kayana, can help him. You can't bring up your issue before it is time appointed to bring up your issue. So we need men who understand timings. Thou shall arise and have mercy upon Zion, for thee. So God rise, God rise, God rise. It's time based. So God may have risen for Kenya and enthroned their social media president. Because that thing that happened in Kenya is a parable. He's only popular on social media. He's only popular on social media. Where is the new president? So he's also popular on social media. May God give you understanding. But it's a sequence. It's time based. It's time based. He also determined the boundaries of their habitation. When we speak of habitations, we speak not just of a place of residence, but a place of reality. It means the reality of each of the nations was carefully cut out by God. There are no two nations alike. You can't compare South Africa to Nigeria. We are two strange nations. The nations are different. Our times of visitation and seasons of solution are separate. I wrote in one of my excerpts that China is a world power, economic warfare. US is a world power, economic warfare. Nigeria is not an economic world power, so you cannot judge our performance economically. Nigeria is not a world power military wise, so you cannot judge our relevance or our success rate based on the Nigeria is a spiritual world power. That's what was given to us. Are you with me? You can judge. Let the nations lay out their strong men. Let's bring Nigeria's strong men. The nations bow to our strong men. Daddy Gio, for example, everybody calls Daddy Gio daddy. Yes, so is everybody's daddy. Every strong man in every nation calls him that is everybody's daddy. Everybody comes to altar, and I mean everybody. I've seen ministers who have broken grounds in nations come to altar, and they are like, what? In Africa, in Nigeria, what Papa Oyedepo is doing by faith is not done in any place in the world. That's what spiritual world powers look like. To show that Nigeria is a spiritual world power, we are the only country that can be going through what we are going through now. We have not started a civil war. Only once in the world. What happened in Sri Lanka? Bomb entered their presidential palace. People even snapped inside the president's room. That were now in your room. Bombed up the house. The man ran away and resigned where he went to. What we have been experiencing is a genocide of some sort. Tribes killing tribes. But the nation is still one nation. We still play football. We still run. People go to school. People still do concerts. Even in the Abuja where they blow things, they will still party this weekend. It's as though the average Nigerian just believes, nothing spoiled. Just continue living your life. If you get to the motor park, on top of all the kidnappings, do you know the number of people that travel every day? So people don't even pray to enter the camp. There is a hand that is upon our nation. And the call this evening is to give instruction to the hand. The hand has been waiting for an instruction. I want to install something that will quench what the enemy is doing. But you must find it. And I believe one of the things we need is peace. If you take petrol, for example, to 1,000 naira.
Nigerians will protest for 2 weeks maximum. They will start buying it. The capacity to adjust here is spiritual. It's not natural. Now people don't even complain. There are even those who immediately say, even if it's 2,000, at least let's be seeing it. What they call equanimity, that's the ability to adjust to anything and just believe it will be fine. It's a gift that Nigerians have. It's a spiritual one. Our resilience is unalloyed. Myself and my wife were watching one program yesterday. Two Nigerians who went to greener pasture in Senegal. I said that thing too many times yesterday night. What did they go to do there? They were selling akube. What do you call those used clothes? Okrika. In Senegal. Ha! I looked at my wife, I said things are spoiled too. So when they traveled out in search of greener pasture, ha! Is it that it's dry here? Thou shall arise. That thing stayed with me a long time. I said it like 4 times. Senegal. I'm not saying it's a bad country, but it's like you leave US and say you're coming to look for greener pasture in Odoba. Maybe you're a farmer, maybe. But greener pasture. A time has come for us to begin to do business with the supernatural. That's how this country will go for. And one of the things that the church must install now is peace. But first we must possess it. We must recover our consciousness of the love of the Father. That He can't watch it go bad. Two, we must recover our consciousness of the presence. Because the presence of God is the divine gift of possibilities. That song, "When You Are There," has a verse. You know, it's Dr. Paul Enetche's song. There is no need to worry. There is no need to fear. For the battle may be raging, but our victory is sure. When you are there. It's that calm your heart. You don't worry about anything. The battle may be raging, but our victory is sure. What he's saying is, when you are there, victory is certain. So the presence of God is a gift of divine possibility. And the church in Nigeria must recover it, that there are some things we should not dream of seeing happen. Because the presence of God is here. When we have become so full of it, like what the psalmist wrote in the 23rd Psalm, he said, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over." The runover is what the nation will experience, but our cup needs to be full. We must recover the consciousness. We must search in the word of God. We must boost our faith by scriptures. In prayers. And how does prayer boost faith? It unlocks revelation. It unlocks understanding. So that you know if He has said this, we can believe this. I'm rounding up. And let me just read so that we go. Because all of these things were dictations. So I wrote that, like I said, there is a summon by the Spirit for the margins of the merchants of peace. Who are these men? They are men who, by the twin realities of living in peace, that's peace that is environmental, and the possession of peace, can command peace over the storms that show up in the environment. The merchant of peace is more conscious of the state
of things where he is than the reality that can be accessible in the environment. When Jesus was sleeping, he knew that in the place where he was, because Jesus was in a place in the boat. Are you with me? He was in a spiritual location, in a natural location. And so, before he will be destroyed, what is happening in the natural location must be able to penetrate into the spiritual location. Believe, do you know that you were designed to be in a spiritual location in Ogbomoso? So that if it is scattering in Ogbomoso, it will only affect you if it can come into your place. It says ye are dead, but your lives are hidden with Christ in God. It means you have layers of defense. Unfortunately, Pastor Jela, people believe it more for their phones. That if their phone dies, they pick the phone up with confidence, knowing that the screen is not destroyed because they put a screen protector. So your protector takes the impact and your real phone screen is still in place. We believe that thing, but we do not believe that we are insulated people. So a merchant of peace is more conscious that I am in an environment in the environment. And he's more conscious of the reality in his environment. If it is scattering in God, then be afraid. If it is okay, peaceful in God, but scattering around me, then there's nothing to be afraid of. I can release what is here into there. That's the biological law of what? Of diffusion. The diffusion is the journey from an area of higher concentration to an area of lower concentration. So as we're enjoying ourselves now, if we crack a rotten egg, what happens? Is it effort based? It means the administration of peace is supposed to be that cheaply. Jesus didn't shout, peace be still. I know when we preach it, people say, peace be still, because we think the authority is in the shout. No. What he did was to open the gate of his realm of reality so that what was in there could flow. That's why I said the church must have it. So that when we gather together on Sunday, we are not... See, that guy carry bago. He don't drop in bago. You know, can't carry him. Even in the airport now, it's criminal to leave your bag and walk away. And they will tell you... I went for a wedding in Jos some years ago. I understand. I'm not saying that those precautions are not necessary. But they should be routine. And not be because we are afraid. The way they searched us here, they even took metal detector inside the bag of our sisters. And you know, a sister's bag is a jungle. Took the thing inside it. Some of them were attracted. You'll find out that she's in church when she has thread and needle. My wife says it's in case of necessity. What I learned on the street is in case it. That's what I learned. I don't know if is there a word like in case it. Well, that's what they told us. In case it. So the man of peace is one. So what produces peace is a consciousness, a strong knowing. A tangible knowing. So that where there is no strong knowing, a man's peace will be at the mercy of what is happening in his environment. We are not saying that peace denies what is happening in the environment. But peace is gifted the strength to superimpose itself. A man of peace in a car that is about to crash, he's not outside the car. He's in the car. But he has the understanding that furnishes him with an outcome. That this car is not a grave. It's not a coffin. It's a moving vehicle. It will stop. Many years ago, I was coming from year 2001. And then, suddenly, under the seat of the driver, a bus, fire, I mean red fire, came up. One lady was sitting behind the driver in the bus. That has, well, is this one-sided? You know, there are buses that have two doors. This one was one. I was sitting beside the door. I was like the conductor on this side. She had leapt over two individuals and was sitting on my leg already, filling with the door. I was wondering, is it that your adrenaline is so easily... Even as at 2001, I announced in that car that if this car was going to crash, it wouldn't take off from Oyo. 2001. Many years ago, I was traveling and somebody brought one electronic device. I don't even know what it is. When the driver opened, the thing just has a dial. You know, like we used to watch a movie. Like it can calm down and explode. So driver says, it's not taking. People say, help him now. I think we're going to Ado. He said, what if it will explode? I said, even if it is reading, not in this car. Do you know what the driver asked me? He said, do you go to Winners? And I understood what, he understood that was the voice of living, not voice of faith, but the voice of living faith. May God give life to your faith. I love how the average Winners person speaks. It's something that has stayed with me. You can look at something that is dying and you still believe that it will work. It's not a denominational reality. It is that denomination was given the assignment to contribute living faith to the rest of the body of Christ. Now this is how to talk. A believer doesn't say it's dying. Even if it has died, if there is a notion from heaven that it will live, a believer is willing to sit with it until it lives. We've given up too much about this nation. There are few consistent talkers. The Nigeria, somebody will prophesy today and say, it is well with Nigeria. Tomorrow it will come and say, Nigeria will split. A day of consistency must come, but it won't come because we are cerebral. It will come because we know that even this state of adversity will work together for our good. If there is no knowing, that posture of existence cannot be sustained. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth. He liveth forevermore. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth. He liveth forevermore. One last portion of scripture, 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. How does the enemy attack our peace? Remember that the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of the Christ. And when it comes to manifesting in that mode concerning peace, He becomes to us the Spirit, the teaching Spirit, and the Spirit of our remembrance. Because the devil, the adversary, is the Antichrist, it means he labors contrary to the Christ. It also means that what the enemy will do in the day that he wants to quench the peace of a man of peace is that he brings another educational system. He also enters into the mode of the teaching spirit. Secondly, as regards that which we have been taught of the Christ, He becomes the spirit of our forgetfulness. He makes us forget what God has said to us. That believe, He told you that you will get married, that you will have children, In the day you were not convinced like your father Abraham, God gifted you an open vision. You were awake. You just saw it. You saw yourself in your pinstripe blue suit and with a nice tie, and you were married without hassles. Everything you needed was provided. You had another dream. You saw yourself taking small children to school. You also had a dream that they were not only matriculated, that this gown is convocation gown. You saw it. And then all of a sudden you find out that there is some kind of headache that you experience. And then you now decide to ask doctor and say, when headache happens just here. Ah! It says, it's a strain of migraine, but this is what is actually called this thing. It's the expression of the possession of this kind of bacteria that is affecting you. And that the life expectancy is very slim. You know, doctor is just saying what he didn't say the person will die. He said life expectancy. But the enemy will ride on new knowledge and teach you that this one and that are not even married. It will look as if God deceived you about the future. So what the enemy comes to do is to teach something else. And it makes you forget the things that you have heard. That's why we need to be in the company of believers. That in the day that you have matured your prophecy, there are people who hear it. There are books in which you have written it. So that when you doubt, you just need one of your friends. Jibola just needs to come and say, you are afraid. You say, no. I have faith. Say, no, you are afraid. You are afraid. But remember that you told me that God showed you. Are you with me? We need to remind ourselves of the things that God told us. I was at a meeting in Lagos and one of our ministry sons came to me and said, my wife is trusting God for her to be able to give birth, but she's past the stipulated time. And I said, oh, we too were past stipulated time, but she'll give birth in peace. He said, daddy, I was standing there on a Saturday evening. I said, okay, because you are afraid, by the morning of Thursday, call me. If she has not given back. She gave back last week Wednesday. So, I was also on the road on the Wednesday. And then he sent me a text. He said, Father, I am a man of faith. I know what is about to say. Because when your wife is about to deliver, you will know if you have faith. If it's a wife that you sincerely love, when I saw that my wife was not, you know, cervix was not well dilated, and they were now inducing, except you're a wicked man. I wept, saw the object of my love in pain. So I told the doctors, I said, I received from God that this baby was going to come by CS. Medical science is a blessing from God. There is no supremacy of spirituality that is normal but is CS. If you are not one of us if you are like that. Jesus said to some people, thy faith has made you whole. He told another man to go and wash his face. Medical science is one of those face washing areas. It means human activity will activate what has happened in the spirit. They said no. And you know, the person that was giving doctor, one of daddy's under doctors, said, my son, the Bible says that in travail, he said, this is travail. I looked at him like a wicked man. So I knew that I could not convince them. So I called my dad. I said, daddy, can you help me talk to him? That daddy said, son, you are the man here. Tell them what you want them to do. So I approached them again and my wife was scattered. She too was having faith that we say, I don't want that. So I knew it was not about her. I had quickly reminded her
that you belong to me. This your body is my own. So you cannot self decide how this baby will come. Papa had said, that's what he saw. Reverend Austin had said, that's what he saw. Are we all men of no faith? So I took a 15 minute walk. I was in tongues. If I can't change the minds of this doctor, the Holy Ghost can. I was about 12 minutes on my journey. It took me 3 minutes to come back. And then he said, okay, we're already setting up in the theater. Okay, so we'll get it done. But was that same painful experience that our ministry son, he has led prayer here before. If you know him, you know him. He said, I'm a man of faith, but I've seen my wife in labor for 14 hours and my faith is failing. He must have written with tears. You know, some people write and put tears. They are not crying. I know this one was crying. I was just leaving the bathroom. So I said, hey, you have gotten to that point. So I typed back. It will be easy now. In about 4 minutes, she's delivered. If God puts you under a man, stay there. He may not be strong for everybody, but because God put you under him, he'll be strong for you. I won't say it again, but learn it. If it's God that put you under a man, your solutions will be captured within his whispers. Because it's God that put you there. Every other person may call him a weak man, but he will be your own strong man. Now, the essence of my story is that even men of faith, they quake. But you must remember what he told you. How can you think that the baby will die? I have the baby's name already. God gave me the baby's name. So when our house gate crashed on my wife at 7 months pregnancy, my heart caught. But I remembered that his coming is our gate into greater ministry. Jesus said he will be nations and that he will also be another Toluwalugo. My wife also had a name. God said that baby is my own. And so I preserve him. My wife, Nko, said she was first my daughter. End of discussion. Remember, as we pray tonight, we'll remind God of the things that we have written. In case you have been having feedbacks, it's a good time to bring them out and recall those things, because we want to command peace on our nation. He didn't tell me that I will live in a nation of bandits. He didn't tell me that our roads will not be safe. It's a face. And he has informed me that the season or the era of the wind has closed. That a wild wind will begin to find expression. What the wild wind does is to erase the impact of the last wind. It means a new day has come to our nation. And the church must believe. And in believing, we must release this reality that we have found. 2 prayer points and then we're on our way home. The first is to ask that the spirit of our remembrance will bring back to the body of Christ the consciousness of the things that have been said. We don't lack prophecies, Jibola. We don't lack prophecies. Prayers didn't just start for Nigeria. I shared a few weeks ago that we toppled Abacha by prayer. Yes. Every wicked leader in this nation, even our Baba in Mina, was ousted from government by prayer. It may not be announced, but there are men whose knees have always gone to ground every time a cry rises in the city. What the enemy wants to do is to weaken their resolve, so that with the same mouths that they confessed solutions to our nation, they will confess our breakage. They will confess their exasperation. And it looks as if there's no way. While in their generation, many of them have spoken good about this nation. David is old, but a giant needs to be fought.
we are in the day of David's men, and we must rise, and like they did in their youthful days, we must speak over the nation again, that we have in God as a nation an allocation of peace. And in case they say Nigeria does not have it, Jesus left us in a space called peace. Jesus gave us a treasure called peace. And such as we have, tonight may we give. It will begin from our city. I hear that there's some news around Lautech, whether it's fake news or true news, but there's some news. But there will be news. There will be news. Somebody said, why do you want them to resume? That security is an issue. The people who go to school in Union Osun, is Osun more secure than here? The people who go to school in, you know, people are so myopic, so pessimistic that they can't see any forward thing. Who told you that if students return, they will be unsafe? That's why we are still praying. This land is safe to the glory of God. And no other Lautech student. The last was the last. I'm saying whether they are Christian or Muslim, or like Yoruba say, whether they eat sacrifice, whatever they subscribe to. You see, the preservatory powers of the church is not just for believers. That day must come that anyone that is around us is safe. Can we lift up our voices? That it be occasioned in the spirit a day of remembrance. Let the things that he has said in the secret be heard again in the open. Let the postures of favor that God has gifted our nation be the occasion by utterance. Let the sounds of the commitment of God in promises, in prophecies, in covenants fill the land. Oh, help the church back into a state of peace. Bakotesima mando kabasuta la kabe mantelia lepra hatabo santoba sibaratu santabi mata en papate sunate ban soteli banta biata mertusiata. Join me in 4 minutes. Kompa saba kataba debo satubra katambe suka bataba beta liban subanate brahande la turia tabahai. Let that which you gave to us as a gift be a reoccasioned. Let life come back. Let life come back. In kabato kamba sabirata tombia telematua. I bakombe sate kubatambatai. Eliba tambos antolian tabarando. In tambandorias kambe batolia kabai. Ekabate basanta bahayata. You may begin from yourself. Announce that there will be a recovery of your peace. Let the teaching ministry of the Holy Ghost bring about a recovery. Let the Holy Ghost, as the spirit of our remembrance, restore the consciousness of what has been said. Sata kaba mi bantoka sata lebaya. Abaketo kostantaba mi batoria. Rakotan skabonda. Bate kambeta kimbos kantole tade. Eka babenda kumba salibata. Arambo katuanda skombatuaya. Aka bababa bekita masombe. En batae basate bandele. Ele pata babonda miasta. Ambrando skababonda bataila. Aka papabonda kambabo. E kwanto kamatambraska. Oh, we ask tonight for a restoration of peace. You can begin with me, oh God, and then you can implicate this local assembly with the restoration of peace.
Amdo kabatosia kabatai. Ela kababe tombi ando toria kabarata. And to the body of Christ all over the nation of Nigeria, we ask that in this season, by the fellowship of the ministry of the teaching spirit and the Holy Ghost, who is also the spirit of our remembrance, the things you have said that make for our peace will be recovered in the name of Jesus. Echo sata tata tatai. Ele palenta bando tate tomiasa. Ile pantaliam rastataya. Oh, let our forgetfulness be reversed. Let our forgetfulness be reversed. Ibra kadada bato. Esa pambambaya. Eta papapapapa. Alamba papo. Eta papaparo. Erakoto takatai. Aita papapai. Fata papelanta papai. For he has said, I will not leave you, nor forsake you, so that we can confidently say, the Lord is our helper. We shall not be afraid what any man shall do unto us. Iapalanto bayata rata papa santa po etampa sumbrante efalato etampa paketa akapaponta pelakuata akaprakata tata kapabo ekapetai 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 shapa barataya. Papa kuata la tata tata efate itapata antomba talia lanta baba baba bossa esata papa. I recover my peace. I recover your utterances to me. I recover my promises. I recover my prophecies. The church in Nigeria comes into a plane of recovery. The things you have said are reheard. Yes, Father, we recover your utterances. We recover your utterances. Let the things that produce peace begin to find expression in your church. All over the nation, Nigeria, we recover your words. We recover your words. We recover your words against that which the enemy is furnishing. We superimpose your utterances. We recover understanding that it cannot get worse. It cannot get worse. You have placed the church in this nation for a time such as this. And because we are here, Nigeria will survive. Because we are here, it can only get better. Ayayatabasiaka. Aitopai. Epapapatatatai. The sons of wickedness are not the only players in our nation. There is a church here. There is a church here. There is a company of men of living faith here. Yatapapapanetapaya. Eisatato. Equatato. Latapapo. Epapapapapapa. Mantabale. Lepapapata. Erotobne sababata. We recover. You gave us peace. You gave us peace. You gave us peace. We repossess your gift. We repossess your gift. Yes, by understanding. Yes, by remembrance.
A recovery. Atababamba radakata. Esababate. We stir up our peace. It exists dormancy. It becomes an active force. Atababadadakapapadakata. Esababataya. It manifests in every aspect of our enterprise. It comes in the apostolic. It comes in the prophetic. It comes in the evangelistic. It comes in the pastoral. It comes in the teachings that we have peace. We have peace. There is that which the world gives we did not receive after that order.
Recover peace. It begins with us as individuals, and then it is projected at the church. Yes. We remember I am Amok. Asimana, my Tabada Tababota, Escambe Baberia, Batabrasten Telema, Amabelandia Bata, Ambratan La Sabenai, Tebambe Kamba Sinda Balata, Abakata Bande, Ebrates Bambe, Amenelote, Ambeleta Beneto, we recover our peace. Oh, Kapababarakatuataya.
Yes, our peace is restored.
My peace,
our peace is restored. In Jesus' name we are prayed. In Jesus' name we are prayed. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I want to read from verse 3. I want to adopt the conventional interpretation of this verse of scripture so that we can labor with it. For though we walk, we carry out our life's expressions in physical bodies, in earth sensitive mode, in the flesh. We do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. These strongholds are mental. These strongholds are mind processing systems. So it continues in that line to begin to give voice to what they look like and how they operate. He says, casting down imaginations. If you listen too much to bad news, your imaginative capacity will begin to operate at a disadvantage. You will overthink and outthink the things that God has said to you. One of the strengths of the mind is the ability to rationalize. So you will say, okay, now we are praying that we are peaceful. This pastor, that bishop, that apostle, that this thing happened to, are they not like us? Are they you? We begin to make common affliction. We begin to make congregational, you know, the perils, the impact of the perils. That it can happen to anybody. I have not said that it can. There are things that cannot happen to everybody. We are not saying that because we think we are superior. I am declaring so that justification can come to me.
am I saying those that it happened to, they didn't declare? It's between them and God. I will not forsake my mercy because something happened to people. Are you with me? Faith is not like that. Many years ago, I think in 2014, Apostle Samuel was preaching on healing. And he made a statement. He said, if you hear today that I died of sickness, God is still the healer. What he was saying was that my life's experiences cannot give God a new definition. And if that definition of God cannot be altered, then he gives me hope. That until proven otherwise, I will stand with that definition. You remember that song? I know that you can save. I have seen you save before. But if you choose not to save me, I will still follow you. So it's my followership is not situation sensitive. I have found that you are who you say that you are. You can save, and if you are still a savior, I will build my life on the possibility that I will be saved. You can deliver. Why is it easy for the church to appropriate the blessings of Abraham, but not understand that there is the security of Abraham that is in that blessing? Oh, that even in the day of Israel's derailing, she was not a prey to her enemies outside the knowledge of God. And every nation that flexes over the children of Israel is punished in due season. We know that you can deliver. We have seen you deliver before. But if you choose not to deliver, you are worth dying for. We know that you can heal. We have seen you heal before. But if you choose not to heal me, I will still follow you. I will still follow you. I will still follow you. Amen. What the enemy wants to do is to make us lose our position of mercy. He wants us to think that because some were not saved, all will not be saved. When we get to heaven, we will understand what salvation looks like. That even those that we think were not saved, were saved. Casting down, give me my scriptures, imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself, their mind systems, brings up something trying to superimpose the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought. Chibola, any day you wake up and think that you will be a victim to what is going on or dying out in the nation, bring that thought to captivity. You know the will of God for your life. Amen. No. Amen. I'm saying even if everybody is dying, I will still believe that with long life, he will satisfy me. The church must recover faith. The reason why we are far away from faith is that for the last few decades we became far from scriptures. A man who does not know what is written is not a man, cannot be a man of faith. The church finds her place. It was a gift. Peace I leave with you, my peace. The word my peace is incriminating. It means the church the community of disciples was designed to function with the same kind of peace. Jesus was unruffled by anything.
Oh, Samahonali Tabahai. Kame Subaraki Velika Braskahilata.
Okay. So from this position of our repossession, we want to command peace to our nation. Unto every troubled spot. Now, can you help me find that portion of scriptures? So that we pray. Do we still have time? Okay, we still have some time. The Bible says, and he arose and rebuked what? You see, when a merchant of peace rises, that which is visible in human sight, it's not what he deals with. It's a back-end executor. If you take out the wind, the waves will stop. Are you with me? It's as though what Jesus dealt with, what the spirits were riding. Because I believe that this was not a natural occurrence. It was that certain spirits want, if we can't stop him, we will drown him. If we can't drown him, we drown Peter and the rest. And then, you know, if you have 12 disciples and you travel by water and you are the only one that survived, if your ministry thrives after that day in Nigeria, what would they say? We are so easy to, using them has become a norm in Nigeria. He used them. So it will be a stain. That's why every true leader must cover those that God has placed under you. And it's been my cry to Jesus that nobody under my watch will die. No. None of them will be lost, let alone recovered. Jesus, that's what the spirits were riding. They were riding the wind. And they were occasioning the waves. So Jesus went into that which was the spirit supply. And said, peace be still. We have commanded banditry like it started in the earth realm. We have commanded kidnapping like it started in the earth realm. You see, there was a suddenness to the rising of all of these things. It didn't look like what people prepared. It's like they were stirred and they went active. We want to speak to the stirring force and say what Jesus said. What did he say? Peace is still. He rebuked the wind. So the first thing we are saying tonight, Lord, whatever spirits have occasioned unrest in our nation, we rebuke them. The spirits that have occasioned unrest in our nation, that has made our nation difficult to live in, we rebuke them. Amamone Kabahata. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We rebuke the spirit counterpart of this unrest in our nation. Oh, we come in the name of the Lord. We come in the name of the Lord. And the Bible says, blessed, empowered to prosper is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Oh, makemano tu kadu teke sibi kadata. Beradi kumbe sabianko bahate. Akabumbu kabatabi bila ibarakuba ya tadi. Ayi abatombe setete biote manita. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke in the name of the Lord every spirit, every setup behind the scene to trouble our nation. We rebuke you. Oh, we set the Lord against you. We set the Lord against you. Ibaka shata kapaya, rakata kate tatia taya, agata babi kapada sota, epambiambamba tai, epalata mentam bebaranas,
Babenanta Bisata, Ebatia Basta Baratai, Ebe Baba Babo, Eba Santomenate, Ebe Kakata Benante, Eba Kemba Kumba Santaba, Arata Kabata Batiata, Aba Bentabelande Bahai. We rebuke you, we rebuke you. Let the wind be arrested. Let the wind be arrested. Let the wind be arrested. Let the winds that blow behind the scene, the winds that occasion banditry, the winds that occasion kidnappings, oh, the winds that have engendered murderous tendencies, the winds of death, the winds of wastage, all over our nation. The Lord rebuke you. We come in His name. You are rebuked. You are resisted. The Lord God builds a wall against your blowing. We call forth the seasons of your expression as come to an end. Iamana kumba sadabataya. Ebalaka baba baba kaba barakata. Entabanda banda biasa balatada. Epapa mbomba late, epatabi mbaba solamanto, empatila bakamba bilato, akapapato kambaratane, ranta kabamba bilatai. In the name of Jesus.
So Pastor, until this body lifts, please you help coordinate tomorrow, until this body lifts. I was ministering in one of the campus fellowships in the Loring about 3 years ago. Yes, I think it was early 2019. And as I was walking out of the building, there was this lady that during the anointing service, there was a distribution of the power of God. You know, it gets to a time when I don't know what God is doing again because I don't have all knowledge. And then I made an announcement. I said, I don't know what God is doing. I know God has taught this person that I spoke about, but I know He's touching a lot of people. And this lady's case was a deliverance case. So when she was going out, I walked close to her. I was seeking to know what the problem was. Because I knew that it was an evil spirit that left her. And she began to tell me that she was a nice girl. Mid-secondary school. Until somebody in their family died. I think I gave that information or so. And then she corroborated it. That she was living with her aunt. Or a grand aunt. And this grand aunt was a champion in witchcraft. So, I think she struck somebody. And there was a feedback. I can't remember the story too well. She was not even a fellowship member. She just, what was that? I think it was prayer conference, Equa Students Ministries, University of Ilorin. So, the woman struck somebody. I know there are people that you strike that you don't wake up in the morning. So it was in her deathbed. The lady played, the aunt, grand aunt, played host to, is it gout? They call that thing. You know it? Yes. Played host to it. She was like the curator for the witchcraft cover. So when they struck her, as she was dying, she needed to transfer it to other people. But because there was nobody who was willing to receive, and you know you can receive things and you two will not wake up. So she projected it into this girl. And the following day the girl began to see herself in the night in certain meetings. The entrance came with physical expressions. It was that from that day she could sleep with anybody. She didn't know the way of promiscuity until that thing came. That thing came as power. But it sponsored promiscuity. If you meet that girl and she comes around your fellowship and she's trying to be soft with your brothers, you will pray and say, everybody spreading lust here. God should kill them. Or God should drive them away. If God kills that girl, what do you think happens to the girl inside her? He finds another host. So sometimes as the church, when we say we are praying against the sponsors of insurgency, we should look further when we pray. Many times, because of our humanity, we stop with human beings. Oh, so a man builds wealth, and instead of his children to be spending it and lavishing it, he begins to weaponize certain strange men with his ardent man. It's normal, abi? When we study spirits, when Jesus gives us clearance, you find out that the manipulating powers of spirits is so great that a spirit doesn't need to be inside somebody to move that person. So I found out that, because she said as the hand of the Lord touched her, that thing lifted out of her. I hope it was lifted to be destroyed. Not that another close relation has started lifestyle. The person, I still saw after then, I think in campus crusade, she just walked past. I didn't even remember. Oh, you heard. Okay, she said she was so. So how is it now? She said that thing, that desire left when the God left. So it means that girl was not promiscuous. Something was just... If God takes care of what makes men the way they are, men will stop being like that. Many are slaves of wicked spirits. We want to pray again. I'm trying to explain what we mean when we say that the wind be rebuked. It means what makes men the way they are. Have you met people who have these fits of anger before? He's angry, carries a TV, smashes it, he's looking for something to break. It's like Shango. You know, Shango can be like that. When they now appease him, error. When he calms down, he begins to rule the things that he has done. Ha! You mean I broke this phone? You mean I broke this? You mean I broke this thing? That is what will happen to those from whom these manipulative spirits have been shut out. We want to ask again. Our time is almost up. Lord, tonight we rebuke the wind. Let that which makes men murderous in our nation, let the true sponsors of insurgency, let the true sponsors of this tribal hatred, we know they are not men, we know they are spirits. We know they have found a habitation over the land, over the air, overlooking our nation. But we ask of you tonight that you will resist them. We understand that there is delegation in the realms. That heaven, even the heavens belong to you. The earth that you have given unto us, the children of men. So we instigate tonight like Daniel. That the warfare in the zone above our nation attracts your hand. That these spirits will be resisted. Let it attract your attention. Oh God. Like you deployed Michael. Let the angels that you have allocated to our nation begin to war, to dislodge these murderous spirits. To destroy these head-spreading spirits. To destroy these spirits that sponsor insurgency. The spirits that are anti the peace of Nigeria. Ababigo bahegaba sabakata. Akababala katata bababiata. Eropata tekaba. Ebabiata. Empanshatam betata. Elabimba balante. Ebanano tape rusota taba. Omaki mote kuma. Emakapata kamimba ladiban saba. Emrata bambe la tetoa. Resist in the name of Jesus. Resist in the name of Jesus. Let your enterprise be cut short. Let your activities end in futility. Let that which they have projected over our nation all be cut off in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Oh, Sagara, Toda biti Jesus, Abara.
Archbishop Duncan Williams, a ranking intercessor, says that there is such a concept as the enemy behind the scene. That the ones that we see are not always the ones that instigate activity. Many times they are subjects of strange spirits. The anti-revival spirit. The anti-progress spirit. The anti-Christ spirit. The anti-ordination spirit. But have come together in synergy to oppose our nation. Corporately, we may not have that stature. But a name was given to us. Sokosoruko Todabiti Jesu Eyakata Bohosa Kabarosa Kusahale Alabata Baha Keke Bobeha Tabe Kuria Halatadota Kabamoti Tusukutte Kabahaga Bata Bukata Jetuku Kabambi Gidahain Dovega Stebigi Nata Depton Gaborans Deptakovanda Granadita Eko Soruka Soda Biti Eko Soruka
Yes, Blessed by this message. Fellowship with us at His Worship Christian Network, HWCN, located at 4D on the G, Ogbomosho, Oyo State, Nigeria. You can also join us to worship on our e-platforms, MixLR, HWCC, Facebook, HWCNNG, Telegram, HWCN Global Group. God bless you.